I do not know how to cook at a campsite. I was so tired I could only nod. Then I heard a low grumble. Was it a bear? Was it a fox? Was it a ravenous rodent-eating monster? No, it was just my tummy. I was starving. So, who will do the cooking? I asked.
Why, you will, of course, Mr. Geronimo,
Miss Angel Paws said. The little mice began screaming.
Come on, we're starving,
they whined. I sighed. I trudged to the brook to get some water. But on the way back, I tripped. The water flew out of the bucket. I decided to get the fire started, but the wood was too damp. It would not light. I went to get some more wood and accidentally stepped on the egg carton. Crunch! Then I noticed an army of ants. They were devouring all of the bread. I give up, I squeaked. Did I mention I'm not much of an outdoor mouse?
Try calling Aunt Thea again,
Benjamin whispered.
She'll know what to do.
A half hour later, the fire was ready. Now, if I could just get the ants off the bread. The Fire. How to Cook Outdoors. Before you light a fire, find out the wind's direction. Always be aware of the danger of fires. Keep a bucket of water nearby to put out the fire, and always get help from an adult. Tripod. Bind three wooden poles together. Then hang a pot on a chain that has been secured at the top of the poles. Flat rocks. Arrange several clean flat rocks so they are heated by a fire underneath. You can cook eggs, fish, or meat on top of them. Forks. Arrange two forked sticks across from each other on either side of the fire. Hang the pots on a strong piece of wood, and then place each end of the wood in the forks. Never leave fires unattended.